Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today my guest is Josh Bois, and he's CEO of Global Capital Network and also lead investor in 2030 Ventures. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm having all kinds of fun. I've been covering your conference now for the last couple of weeks and getting to know some of the speakers and some of the content that will be out there. So Global Capital Network, we're going to get into that today. And we're also I'm also interested to learn more about this 2030 Ventures platform. But before we do all that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So, Josh, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for our business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. That's our mission. Josh, what mission matters to you?
Impacting the world. I want to change the lives of billions of people through science, technology, energy, and great services and products. So I'm doing that by not only running an entrepreneurship ecosystem of companies that help fund companies, build out technology, and take them to market around the world, but through an investment platform I've set up that can really connect people around the clock without the reliance on human bandwidth so that deals can get funded around the world, you know, for the betterment of the humanity while we're sleeping.
It's great. Love bringing mission-based individuals onto the show. So great to have you on. And I guess just to get us started here, so Global Capital Network, the upcoming conference, for the listeners that haven't been following this news story for a bit yet, like fill us in. Like tell us about what to expect in the upcoming conference.
Definitely, yeah. So we'll have about 500 attendees from around the world, including over 150 investors, ranging from major venture capital firms to celebrity founders, like the founder of Phil's Coffee, for example, to, you know, leaders in entertainment, such as we have the Kanye West attorney, for example, and I have a panel I'm moderating with her, and with the Arabian Prince from NWA, for example. So it ranges from, you know, celebrities and entertainers to major players in different spaces. The first 4 or 5 hours of the event are actually dedicated to medical investments. The next 6-7 hours are all industries. So technology, AI, real estate, energy, clean vehicles. So we really kind of go across the board to give investors of all sizes and types, from angels to family offices, things to invest in. I like to feature above and beyond everything impact deals that can help change the world, but we still help other companies as well. So we'll be live streaming to over 160 people from the main stage, but there will be a pretty wide audience, definitely from, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Chicago, New York, you name it, Toronto. But yeah, that's as far as the conference next week. Great companies. Some are doing $40 million a year. Some are, you know, pre-revenue looking for, you know, checks to help accelerate their dream, but they already have patents and they're ready to go.
Yeah. And what a beautiful location you pick for this. So Newport, the Renaissance Newport Beach Hotel. I mean, give me more. I mean, could you have picked something more picturesque? Come on, man.
Well, you know what? We typically try to pick the best locations. So I've done these Global Capital Network conferences at Beverly Hills Four Seasons, for example. I ran out the whole top floor of the Balboa Bay Club before, so yachts are passing by. The Marriott Renaissance raised $1 million+ for a company. They're overlooking the golf course and the ocean in the back. So we typically try to pick just gorgeous venues. You know, Pelican Hill we've done in a private 2-story villa over the golf course and ocean. So I try to just give people a memorable experience. And, you know, a great venue to create commerce, you know, spur innovation, funding, you know, interconnectivity between, you know, different players around the world. And really just, you know, also be a venue that can inspire, but really get the, you know, larger and larger influential figures from around the world, from the leading, you know, billionaires, you know, really on board so we can, you know, share what's going on and new technologies and maybe help pivot their thinking and help direct their funds towards things that I think are a triple net, you know, like a win-win, where you can sustainably do good and make money, where it's not just a non-profit, where it's a black hole of money, but where, you know, every dollar in, you know, there's $2 can be earned and the company can sustain, where, you know, you might be selling clean, you know, clean desalinated water profitably so you can provide it to, you know, millions of people in different cities around the world, or a cleaner form of energy. And we have just a leading NASA scientist coming that's already invited 1,800 people to this event that, you know, has these $300 million plants that, you know, help convert trash into not only clean water at the molecular level, but also you know, really high tensile strength concrete. So just it really ranges you know, from the type of companies we have. It's really exciting, you know, from medical devices that can save your life to cleaner energy. It just, it's, my passion is, you know, helping these companies. And we've actually recently launched a platform called globaldealflow.com with web and mobile apps for companies to list their deals and investors to find them. So that, you know, literally like I was saying, while we're sleeping, so, you know, someone that wants to invest, you know, $100 million into energy, into a Europe deal or North America deal, can filter and find that deal to invest in.
Hmm. How'd you get the idea for the Global Deal Flow platform originally? Like, how'd that come about?
You know, I'm actually kind of democratizing the area and trying to disrupt, because there's so many platforms where, you know, it's only crowdfunding deals or only real estate deals or only deals of a certain country. So I wanted to build one, you know, database where people could message back and forth. It wasn't just a boring database. So I actually have it's kind of like an investor social network of sorts where everyone can have their own profile. You can accept requests and send connection requests to other people like LinkedIn. But at the same time, you can view interesting investments. You can create lists of your favorite deals and favorite them and track them. But we don't take a commission. So there's no fee to list, and there's no fee taken if someone wants to reach out to you and invest. So I'm really trying to democratize the space where there's no reason not to list your company out there. You know, whereas other companies want their 10% cut, or they charge you $50,000 to list, and they only have a couple hundred companies. I want hundreds of thousands of companies on this platform, hundreds of thousands of investors. And, you know, there's other means of monetization and supporting people, like a service provider component that can help sustain the connection between investors and founders. Just like LinkedIn, if you can create a profile for free, and you can, you know, if some investor finds you, they're not taking a cut, but they have, you know, have premium offerings too, should you want to, but you don't have to. And that's kind of the way I wanted to go, to really democratize access to funding in a fun, unique way that also prioritizes impact.
Hmm. When did you get kind of on this mission or on this path of democratizing like access to investing and really connecting people? Because when I see what you've built, and I even see the recently launched platform, like, were you always a natural connector, or like, did that develop over time?
I get that from you.
But I'm like, man, like, go ahead, please.
Yes, I started my first .com over 20 years ago. I actually just had my 20th anniversary, even though I'm 35. So yeah, at 15, I already had multiple .com portfolios, and I had teams building software for me, and I had sales teams going out there and getting people on board. But even back to, like, I don't know, 2017, or that was 2004, actually. So even by, like, you know, early college, I had a company called Chains for Change, you know, trying to connect chains of people together to change the world. Then I had Global Good Networks, you know, so this is Global Capital Network, and I had Intel flying me and my partner
talk about a lucky question, events. Josh, on my intuition. Right? I knew you were a connector, but I didn't know that much. Come on.
I've always been, you know, building companies, enterprises, and helping people. I think it just took a while for it to really take shape in a productive manner, you know, where I think I could really make change. I finally hit that stride, you know, 8 years ago when I created Global Capital Network. And then, you know, in the last several years when I've launched the DFL platform, especially most recently when I've really, you know, kind of taken it out of the stealth mode and really made it live and started onboarding deals. But yeah, I'm just really passionate about it. And I think I can, you know, create my own version of the World Economic Forum. I can have very public, large conferences, and I can have more reserved, select, you know, private events with the top tier people that come through our funnel to really push policy and deals and innovation. And I think in a mutual win-win way, where it's not just, you know, again, like a charity thing, but like, look, let's invest $1 billion in this. It will make you three, but we'll also help 80 million people. And that's, it could be one deal. You know, we could have 80 of those deals going on that we're prioritizing and pushing to people. I just saw that the industry is a lot very fractured and kind of an old man's game, where it's the same tired people that weren't really investing in the majority of deals other than the biggest VCs. There's room for more cross collaboration and deal discovery, and not just crowdfunding deals or, you know, buying stock in public companies, but especially these private companies that can really more agile than a big corporation and make moves and develop something and get it to market. And they need mm-hmm. access to funding and not just through, you know, a handful of angel investors that they might not be able to connect with. And a lot of companies raising money don't have funds, so they don't have funds to pay for fees and things. So I tried to find a blend of, you know, physical conferences to bring people from around the world, but also creating that sticky platform online so people could connect beyond me, because my team, you know, around the world, and is our bandwidth is tight. You know, there's so many investors coming to us each year and thousands of companies. So I'm trying to give back.
Yeah. And another thing, speaking of giving back, like that theme, and even now that I'm hearing about some of your earlier, you know, entrepreneurial ventures, like supporting impact has kind of always been there. Like, where do you think you get that from?
Since I was a kid, I was actually, an Eagle Scout as well. I don't think that's what started it, but I've just always kind of been a leader. And I just see people not really stepping up. I think there's a lot of really smart innovators. They're creating the great ideas of, you know, how to break down chemicals to do this or that, or how to get to space cheaper, or how to make better AI to discover drugs. So if I can just be that middle platform to use my marketing powers and technology, I think I can really make a difference here. I think someone has to. I think a lot of people also, like, what I was trying to go with that thought is that a lot of people are siloed into one innovation. And I believe that we need 100 of these things, all successful, you know, for better water, or, you know, better AI for our day-to-day life, AI to help cook for us so food gets lower, you know, it's lower cost, right? All sorts of these things all simultaneously really need help. And a lot of great ideas die without funding or the right exposure. So I just really feel like I need to take charge. And I feel like I'm filling in a hole that I saw around the world. And I think with my unique ability, I can bring in global world leaders, you know, build out global capital network franchises in different cities. So it's not really just Newport Beach, even though that's my headquarters. You know, we're constantly looking for partners, and different partners, you know, are launching GCN focused and flavored events in different key regions around the world. And we're trying to grow that from Europe, and especially things like Africa, I think are way underinvested. And there, you know, it needs more infrastructure. There's reasons for it, but I think that things like that need to change in order for, you have to raise the whole global population together, you know, into better water, better food, better access to information, to internet, to technology products. It takes, you know, one company alone isn't going to bring up, you know, foreign territories and improve their quality of life. It's going to take a lot.
And I get this from you, and I think it's one, I didn't really realize like the potential until, and I'll admit this, I mean, we've been in business now 8 years, and I've done over 6,000 interviews, and specifically during the pandemic, when I saw like a lot of businesses pivoting and doing other things, like where they were solving like problems that like needed to be solved, like right that moment, like whether it was getting masks or PPE, whatever the problem was. And I saw the shift, I guess, for me, like looking back in history, I'm a little bit of a history buff. When I think about like, you know, factories being retooled for like wars and things like that, whether we agree with war or not, that's not the point. But the point is, at that point in time, a lot of people shifted their focus for the collective good at the same time to get a mission or something accomplished. And that being said, during the pandemic, I saw it, and then I kind of got a new perspective, even with what we do, like our company. It's like, I have that same thought that you do, where like you see one innovator and you're like, there should be thousands of things like this. But many times these ideas either die on the vine, or they don't like get out to the right people, or the people don't even have the potential to get that idea to morph, because maybe they're an inventor, maybe their skill set isn't raising capital, or it isn't pitching their idea. Maybe it's in the actual creation of the product, which, you know, if the more people that hear it, like the aim is that they get the other pieces to that puzzle, whether it's a business partner, an investing partner, and an investor, otherwise, to make that, you know, idea have life that ultimately like is an improvement for all of us. Especially in things like healthcare or other things, that's the one I normally like to pick out kind of as an example, because, hey, it's something that we're all going to need at some point. I've been healthy my whole life and I've never really needed it. But in terms of as I get older, like my body's going to do what everybody else's body does over time, right? I'm going to need some medical. I want as many medical advancements as possible, Josh.
My thought, right? So, I mean, we have companies, you know, coming to the event that, you know, monitor your glucose level. So if you're low and you could pass out, that it lets you know. We have technology at our events, you know, people presenting that have that monitor your eyes to tell you if you have an issue before you'd even know. But there's, you know, people developing, I've had presenters where they have DNA sequencing that runs through AI. So instead of 6 years to develop a drug, they can run it through their neural nets and find new drugs in 3 months and quickly go to market so they can solve this problem all simultaneously and you know, help cure or alleviate things. Again, there's a lot of research and time that goes into these, and it's not perfect, but I think we're getting better. But I want to solve all those issues at the same time. And I'm actually, you know, I'm only going to rely on other people so much. You know, I'm building this platform. I have this network. I'm a featured deals I want. But I don't want to be left helpless where I know certain companies. And I actually angel invest into companies myself as well. But I just don't want to be helpless where I have to hope other investors will go into deals that I believe in. So I'm actually going to be working on setting up an impact fund. Round one, just like, you know, maybe $5 to $10 million. And then obviously much bigger down the road, bringing in heavy partners and IP attorneys and accountants to help with due diligence of picking the right deals and structuring it properly. That's not my background of expertise. I'm a business guy in marketing, technology. I'll bring in the right people for the law and the accounting side to really, you know, button it up. But I want to be able to place angel checks at a minimum with follow-on rounds into tons of companies. So I want to pick 50 companies and then maybe invest into 20 or 30 of them a year. Maybe that's 50,000 to 100,000, provide some advisory, some oversight, help accelerate them, you know, look over their marketing and make sure that find a place that we can optimize it so they can reach 200,000 people instead of 20,000 people. Look, you know, make sure they're going with the right vendors for technology or save them money on cloud, you know, build out their MVP technology for $250,000 instead of $1 million they would have spent somewhere else. Make sure they have the right attorneys that are, and maybe save costs by reusing certain attorneys over multiple of our deals so that these companies or someone, an attorney that has shares in the fund, so they have a mutual incentivized interest in seeing the success of these brands. So kind of like our own VC/private equity firm extension of what I've kind of been building with 23 Ventures, but with more capital and focused just on impact. You know, focused on U.S. companies and especially international, where there's just huge strides needed, and also less regulation, where we can go into we can build a plant for some sort of technology or manufacturing of something that's, you know, impactful and helpful somewhere else for, you know, maybe 10 times less than America, right? And maybe you just serve that market. So it's just more tax friendly, it's more cost effective with labor, it's providing jobs, it's helping people in other local communities. But yeah, my goal isn't, you know, let me help support 100 people, you know, eating in a foreign country. My idea is, how do I build robots that will help lower the cost of food so we can feed hundreds of thousands cheaper, right? So we can, you know, automatically, you know, harvest grain in large fields and then automatically have a delivery agent that brings it to the city center and an automatic system that helps distribute it, you know, based on people paying and all these different systems. And there's going to be humans in between. It's not about really taking jobs from people, but it's about reducing the cost of things so things are more affordable. You know, I think it's just super critical. You know, whether it's ghost kitchens, for example, is another need where if you have an automated kitchen serving a metropolitan of 30,000 people and it can go 24 hours a day making burgers and pastas and eggs and 5 humans, but 50 robots can serve 30,000 people. Imagine the cost per meal goes from $15 to $3 for the same exact meal for the most part, right? Things like that get me excited where I'm like, well, how do we just save people's, you know, make people life, the quality of life better and save people money so that money can be reinvested into innovation and science and health and enjoying life so we're not in this rat race. Like, you know, life doesn't have to be rough if we can. I mean, there's a lot of people using robotics to try to improve society. So I just want to find these great innovators just like you're doing and showcase them in a way where they can hopefully get funding and strategic partners, the right attorneys, the right marketers, the right technology behind them. I think I just said that. But basically, it's just trying to find awesome companies, either fund them through my own fund down the road, at a minimum prioritize them so that they're getting funding from badasses. And I just keep bringing in the heaviest investors around the world. It's growing.
Yeah, I love it. I love having a visionary on this show, Josh. And that is exactly what you are, a man with big ideas and aspirations. And what I like also is that you're also a man of action because you're doing it. Got conferences going, you got it fun, you got like you're working hard, and I recognize your effort and work. And I'm sure a lot of people that come out to the conferences and also support your efforts do as well. But that being said, Josh, if somebody is listening to this or watching this and they want to follow up, they want to learn more about Global Capital Network, follow your journey. Of course, the conferences want people to attend that as well. Like how do people do that? How do they connect?
Definitely, yeah. You can connect to our conference series at globalcapitalnetwork.com. It's our international investor network and investor conference series. If you want to look at innovative and impact deals and create a free account and be able to connect with people, globaldealflow.com. Feel free to connect with me personally. I'm on all the platforms too, Josh Bois, that's J-O-S-H. My last name's B-O-I-S. It's like Bravo, Oscar, India, Sam, you know, spelled out phonetically. Because I know it's French. It's a little tough to pronounce and write for many people. I'm relatively available, but, you know, my bandwidth is pretty tight. So I really have to limit it to, you know, badass and innovators and investors. But I try to still mentor people where I can and at least connect them to resources or have my team connect them. But if you have an awesome idea, I mean, ideally, not just an idea, ideally, if you're already started down the path, maybe you have your first million, you know, in revenue and you really have some production, I'd love to help take you to 10 million, you know, whether it's through funding or better use of technology or marketing or teams. You know, I just really want to accelerate a train that's already moving, you know, that's proven, and just add gas to the fire. I'd love to help people.
Awesome. Well, Josh, thank you for coming on the show today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot out of this. I know I did. If you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, now is your chance. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line. Josh, I'm attending the conference, man. Hey, looking forward to meeting you in person. So appreciate it.
Awesome. Cheers. Looking forward to see it. Thanks, guys.